Pastor Brant Copeland serves at the First Presbyterian Church in Tallahassee, and he's been one of the staunchest opponents of the conscientious objection measure.
Well, the Pastor Protection Act, so-called, is mislabeled as well. In my opinion, I don't need protection. I have the Bill of Rights, which protects me quite thoroughly. Thank you very much.
While some religious leaders have spoken in favor of the act, Copeland calls the legislation patronizing. He says he already has the right to decline to perform a marriage and has done so. He tells the story of one specific couple.
I thought that couple they just needed to mature a bit more. And with reluctance, I said, I really can't do the service. And a couple of days later, my phone rang in the middle of the night, and it turned out somebody had put an ad into Thrifty Nickel saying they had purebred puppies for sale, but be sure and call after midnight. I sort of suspect I was right about that particular couple and their immaturity, because my guess is they may have placed that ad.
But Copeland says in the 30 years he's been pastor of the First Presbyterian Church, he's never been sued for declining to perform a marriage ceremony. And Copeland says the thing that upsets him most about the Pastor Protection Act is the reason he thinks lawmakers brought it forward.
The more disturbing thing about this bill is it presumes that people in the LGBT community are somehow a threat to people of faith. And I think that's a very ugly thing to say about LGBT people. And that's the reason I oppose the bill.
And lawmakers haven't been too shy about that. Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean is one of the bill's sponsors.
On Friday, June 26, 2015, the United States Supreme Court in Obergefell versus Hodges declared a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. However, it did not address whether churches, religious organizations, related groups, or certain individuals may be forced or required to perform any marriage or provide services, accommodations, facilities, goods, or privileges for the related purpose if such action would violate a sincerely held religious belief.
Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin, who sponsored the bill in the House, says he started working on the legislation before the U.S. Supreme Court ruling legalizing same-sex marriage across the country. But he admits that ruling does cause him concern. And members of the LGBT, or lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, say they find that offensive. But not only that, they worry the legislation could create a slippery slope.
There was a lot of really vague language in there about the types of faith-based organizations that were included under the bill.
That's Equality Florida Government Affairs Manager Carlos Guillermo Smith. He says lawmakers eventually passed an amendment clearing up some of the vague language, and his group, which advocates on behalf of LGBT people, removed its opposition. But he says that doesn't mean his group supports the legislation.
So while we've always said that the bill is unnecessary, it still is. We've always said that the bill is a bit insulting to the LGBT community, it still is. The amendments that have come forward at least clarify the extent to which the bill goes on the number of entities that are included. And it clarifies our questions so that we now know that the bill doesn't conflict with the Florida Civil Rights Act, the law hasn't changed, and that LGBT families aren't hurt by the passage of the law.
Governor Rick Scott signed the measure into law Thursday. It goes into effect July 1st. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.